Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX. Spring Break 2021.
The CDC reminds you, COVID is highly infectious and deadly.
What the heck is going on in Miami Beach? I need your thoughts, Laura, because I think it's ridiculous.
I mean, so interestingly enough, Miami-Dade County is one of the only counties in Florida that still has a mask mandate in place, as well as social distancing measures in place. That's because of their mayor.
So why did people still go there for spring break? Weren't they watching the news? Are they uneducated?
I guess not. I don't know. I guess they're not.
And it's, you know, we think of spring break, we think of all kids, which a lot of them are college kids on spring break, but there's still, like, adults flogging there, too. I mean, I don't know. I have zero tolerance for stupidity, okay? And this is dumb. I mean, and then, like, I know what you said about the mayor, but how do you tell that many people, oh, yeah, by the way, we have an 8 p.m. curfew?
I don't
How's
know.
How's that going to work in Miami Beach?
I don't know.
And hey, all you guys on the beach, you're still supposed to be wearing masks. Can you get them out and put them on, please? Thank you.
And yeah, it's really interesting. The photos online are kind of nuts. And people are getting unruly.
Yes. They're busting up bars because they have to leave at 8 p.m. So they're trashing the place. They're busting up their hotel rooms because they're angry because they're not getting the spring break that they deserve. Hello?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Hello? There's still a pandemic going on.
I don't like the whole, like, I deserve thing. That bugs me, but
yeah,
that's
me too.
Just me.
No, it's not just you. Trust me. I didn't have two pennies to bump together, and I worked three jobs. I worked my way through college. I didn't have no spring break. But I didn't, you know, I would have gone to Harvey's Lake for a spring break. I didn't need Miami Beach. And hello, guys, there's still a pandemic. It's not over yet. We all want it to be over.
I feel like if we can all just, I mean, things are getting better.
Yeah.
People are getting vaccinated.
Right.
You know, I'm okay with the masking mandate. You know what? Masking doesn't bother me anymore. I go out, I don't have to put on makeup, I don't have to wear that lipstick, I don't have to smile at people I don't want to smile at. I just put that thing on my face and go about my business. And at the end of the day, if that's what it takes to be able to be going and doing things again, sign me up for the mask.
But as soon as things start getting a little bit better, we're like these big, fat, spoiled Americans. As soon as things get a little bit better, then it's like, yay, let's party. It's like, no, not yet. Look at the local numbers for COVID. We had a spike a couple of days after St. Patrick's Day. Where did that come from? Maybe it came from all you idiots that posted pictures on social media of you packed into a bar on St. Patrick's Day, not wearing your mask, elbow to elbow, drinking green beer. It was like, no, why did you do that? No. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. Meanwhile, in Russia.
Oh, boy. That's a segue.
Mr. Putin got his vaccine and he's a happy man. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers talk about that coming up with a late night soundbite.
Does Putin express emotion?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Vulcan thing, though. Like, you know it's there, but you can't see it on his face. He's
okay.
Like a Mr. Spock.
Just checking.
So,
and at the end of the day, to everyone listening from Miami, go to miamigov.com. That mask mandate still in place, friends.
There you go. Thank you for the public service approach on it.
You're welcome.
That's very right. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Hang on, sports fans. It's coming back. Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield.
Woohoo!
This may sound like a Tom and Laura viral comedy bit, but it is not. It is the truth.
I just want everybody to know, you know, the fight is on with me and Holyfield, and Holyfield, a humble man, I know that. And he's the man of God, but I'm God's man. And I'm going to be successful May 29th.
Are you kidding me? This is almost comical. That is not someone doing an impression of Mike Tyson. That is actually, yeah, Crazy Mike himself. He'll be fighting Holyfield. Hopefully he won't bite his other ear off. Mike is now 54 years old, and Evander is 58.
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
Is this thing going to be pay-per-view? And if it is,
of course it is.
Is it going to be like $2 in a bottle of Metamucil or something? I mean, what is the idea of this? Who's going to watch this? Anybody?
To make money. Lots of people are going to watch this, and it's going to make lots of money, and it will probably be over in about 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
There it is. There's your guess. Is that it?
Yes, very specifically. If you're listening and planning on talking to your Vegas booking agent, 2 minutes and 36 seconds. 37 seconds.
Okay. Ford Fun Line's always open. If you're going to watch it, you're all excited, you know. Slap me down verbally. I'll take it. You know, but two old fat guys fighting pay-per-view. You want to see that? Just go over to the fire company at 2 a.m. You might see, you know, two guys whacking at it.
I don't think Mike Tyson is fat right now, though.
He doesn't look bad for his age, but he doesn't look good.
He's not fat. At all, actually.
Yeah, well, people tell me I'm not fat, too, but trust me, I am.
He has like a six pack. Seriously.
It's a 30 pack. What the hell are you talking about?
I mean, they both look pretty fit.
Yeah, but is this what we want to watch? Guys in their 50s fighting? This is the same country that complains about Tom Brady playing quarterback at age 43. I mean, come on. Two guys in their 50s fighting.
Here's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of any of that. So, like, I would never pay money to watch anybody box, whether they were 19, 20, or they were 62.
Okay. Like, okay.
So I could just, you know.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. But don't call him fat because he looks like he's in, like, fighting shape.
Okay. Well, Google one of those then and nows, and let's take a look at what he looked like the first time he fought Evander. That was a specimen right there. You didn't want to mess with Iron Mike. Now, I don't know if he's iron anymore. Maybe he's aluminum foil.
He looks pretty iron-like.
I'll take him.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Thomas.
Sign me up. I'll get in a ring with him.
And I will be accepting applications for a new co-host next day.
I could still float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
No?
Nope. Sorry.
I'm going to go grab my jump rope. News is next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Be mindful of your knee, please.
Ding.
Don't forget about it.
Ding. There's my bell.
You had surgery. Be careful.
Ding. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Ding.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
You know, we made jokes about National Cocktail Day, you know, and just starting the party early, starting the week early. On a serious note, today is also National American Diabetes Association Alert Day.
Oh, there you go.
And, more than 34 million Americans, that's about 10% of the U.S. population, have diabetes. And most of those cases are untreated. Oh, please, people, if you notice something wrong with your body, go to the doctors, get a physical, get a blood test.
You know? I will say that insulin is one of the number one medications that folks go off of because they cannot afford it.
Yes, there is that. And then there is the fact that people don't want to know that they have diabetes because they don't want to get injections. Well, let me tell you, there's type 1 and type 2. And I am a type 2. And I do not want to go up to type 1. I want to stay at type 2. So I take a drug called metformin. It plays all kinds of weird tricks on my body. But at least I don't have to inject myself. Or I don't have to wear an insulin pump. You know, one of them pumps. Mm-hmm. I saw a public service announcement on a sports channel last night of these little kids holding up their iPhones and pulling up their shirt. And they're all excited because they have this new app that measures. I started crying. I looked at them kids and I'm like, man, they're brave little soldiers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Diabetes is a fairly serious illness. But understanding your risk is the number one way to avoid that sort of wake-up call.
Yeah.
That could come when you start to experience some of the bad symptoms of diabetes, and then you're like, oh, crap.
Exactly. And keep in mind that left untreated, diabetes can cause blindness, kidney failure, and nerve damage. One out of seven adults right now in America, one out of seven, don't even realize they have it. Ugh. So get checked. If you have any kind of symptoms, Google diabetes. If you have any of those symptoms, that's what I did. I was coming off of vacation at the beach years ago, and I was like, I don't feel right. I seem to be sleeping a lot. I'm always tired. I can't get enough water. I can't stop peeing. Water in, water out. So I took myself to the doctors, and there you have it. You can, too. When I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I was pretty sure I had it, when my doctor said, you are in touch with your body, good work. When I was diagnosed, the first thing my mom says is, that's impossible. It doesn't run in our family.
Doesn't necessarily have to run in your family. It could be something about your body. It could be maybe your diet, your lifestyle. But then also sometimes it just happens. It's really cool, though. Diabetes.org is a great resource. It's a great website where you can literally type in, take a test, learn how there are, right ways to eat to kind of lessen the effects of diabetes, prevent yourself from getting diabetes, particularly type 2. Which sort of onsets, like Tom said, as you age, as you get older, it just happens.
Yeah. So please, if you think you're that one in seven that I just mentioned that has diabetes and you don't even know it, that only leads to further generations of people. Okay. So when my mom said it doesn't run in our family, I'm pretty sure it did, but I'm pretty sure nobody ever did anything about it.
Oh, geez. You know? That's so, not good.
Because that's old school thinking, So please do something about it. All right. I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but it is National American Diabetes Association Alert Day. So please.
I think the best place to start, honestly, we all have little magical computers that we hold in our hands and walk around with. Diabetes.org. You can look up symptoms for both type 1, type 2. You can kind of take an online quiz there, but then talk to your doctor.
Yes. Get things taken care of before it's too late, because trust me, this medication is one pain in the arse. But I deal with it every day because it's better than being type 1 and having to go through injections every day. Insulin, like Laura said. Take care of yourself. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Hey, it's been a cool high school basketball season. Shout out to the Northumberland Christian girls in the semifinal single A last night. They lost, but what a great year for those girls over at Norrie Christian. Yay! Can I get a yay? Can I get a...
Yay, yay. Of course you can.
Can I get a rah-rah sis boom ba or something?
Rah-rah sis boom ba.
I don't know that stuff. Tomorrow at noon in the PIAA state championship, Mount Carmel, the girls'
Woo-hoo!
State championship.
Let's go
tomorrow.
Red Tornadoes.
Yeah, they'll be playing a team from the Newcastle area, so fingers crossed for them. And we'll be talking more about that with Rob Center and Sports, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. Coming up in the next few minutes, another shot at this contest is nuts. The 2021 virtual Easter egg hunt. Woo!
You know what? Here's the thing. Plane tickets, anywhere in the U.S., tons of wonderful qualifying prizes. Mm-hmm. And it's all brought to you by Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring and Susquehanna Valley Limousine.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, some of the prizes, too. Isabella Restaurante and Cocktail Lounge. Yay!
Lake Tobias Wildlife Park, Knoebels, the Nickel Plate Bar and Grill. I mean, not too shabby.
In about 15 minutes, maybe you'll get your chance to crack open one of our eggs for an instant prize and qualify to win even bigger in our
virtual.
We
may or may not be asking for a caller in about 14 minutes now.
We may or may not be doing it.
We may or may not be.
In about 13 minutes and 45 seconds.
That is the fastest minute of my life right there.
News is next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
It's time to join in the 94KX virtual Easter egg hunt. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're caller number 7, you'll get to pick an egg from our basket to be an instant winner. And you'll be qualified for the grand prize. Call now to win with 94KX.
We have another winner.
Yeah, I hope she's still with us, Laura. It's a real bad connection and she's driving, but say hello to Jean from Herndon.
Hi, Jean. Good morning.
There you go. She's driving to work. She has picked her purple egg. And, I mean, you know what? It's just a bad connection, maybe. Are you driving, Jean?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we'll make this quick. We don't want to distract you. Congratulations. You're caller 7. You got yourself a family 4-pack to Lake Tobias.
Woo! Thank you.
All right. And bigger than that, you're qualified to win the big prize, which is 2 tickets to anywhere in the United States. You don't have to drive like you're doing now. Susquehanna Valley Limousine will take you to and from the airport. Okay, Jean?
Okay.
All right. You stay with us, and later on, like on April 2nd, we'll find out if you're our grand prize winner, all right?
Okay, thank you.
As if you didn't already know, this is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Morning, troops.
On 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
And there it is. What are you having for breakfast today? How about a little Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It's the cinnamon toastiest part of this complete breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Except for a guy in California who dug into his box and found shrimp tails. Ugh.
Ew.
So he posted the picture saying, "Hey, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, why are there shrimp tails in my cereal?" The company immediately responded, "Upon further investigation, it appears to be just an accumulation of cinnamon sugar on the bottom of the box." Well, the guy says, "Well, yeah, except maybe they look like shrimp. And I also found string, dental floss, and mouse droppings in the box."
Ew.
What are you having for breakfast today? Having a little surf and barf.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is. On 94KX.
And there it is. Laura, can I add this? Because this is going to blow you away. You know,
the guy is
married to Topanga from Boy Meets World. Not to make the story stranger, but we were just talking about Boy Meets World yesterday in Topanga.
Wait. See, it's her husband?
Yes.
Corey Matthews?
Well, no. Her husband is Jensen.
No, that's from the show.
Yeah, that's from the show. Jensen Karp, he is a writer and a comedian in Los Angeles. And he was the one that found the fish tails in his breakfast cereal. And he tweeted out, "This is not a comedy bit. These shrimp tails were actually found in my cereal." Topanga's baby. What would Topanga do?
And there
do?
He is with Topanga. She's there. They have a cute little kid. And a fluffy little white dog. Wow.
And shrimp in their cereal. Delicious.
Gross.
Do you like my joke, though? Surf and barf? It's kind of funny. Surf and barf.
It's kind of gross.
Can I get a... And...
There it is.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
That song will forever remind me of Try a Tuesday, where Laura made a Lizzo breakfast, and it was good.
Yeah. Lizzo keeps on coming with the TikTok food hacks. Mm-hmm. She made wraps with collard greens that I cannot wait to try.
Oh, so could that be a future Try a Tuesday, or are you just going to do that on your own?
No, it could be a future Try a Tuesday.
Lizzo is rocking Tom and Laura in the morning.
She really is. And you know what else I had for breakfast? The same thing I had yesterday.
I hope it wasn't Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ew. Okay, I went down the Twitter rabbit hole. We're not letting this go.
You're not.
I went down the Twitter rabbit hole, found him, and followed the thread.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, the pictures I am looking at, those are shrimp tails.
Yeah.
Sorry, General Mills. Sorry, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Those are sugar-coated shrimp tails. And now, Wait for it.
No, don't talk about the rat droppings.
Dental floss.
Yes.
Rat droppings.
Yeah.
But the bottom of the bag was, it looked like it had been tampered with. That being said, Jensen Karp tweeted out 8 hours ago, I am happy to report a carcinologist, which is a crustacean researcher that works at NHMLA. So I'm assuming that that's a university in LA.
Yeah.
Is going to morphologically identify the shrimp using microscopy, and he will work with a team of researchers to use DNA to try and identify the putative shrimp down to its species. This is happening.
Yes. Yes. We didn't mention that detail, but yes.
Oh, my God. They're also paying for it to be done, which is helpful when a corporation is telling the internet that I actually found wads of sugar when it's actually shrimp. So basically, my shrimp tails got a scholarship.
There you go. Surf and turf meets surf and barf. That's what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I can't.
There it is. Yeah.
I'm invested in this now, Tom.
Okay.
Invested.
Okay. Our on the street reporter, Laura Good, will keep us posted as this story progresses. Or, as we like to say, the real news is next. Mark's got it, the sports, and the AccuWeather forecast.
It's all coming up next on Tom and Laura in the Morning. Don't worry, I'll stay on top of this breaking news story on 94.
You heard the news.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
All right. I'm going to kick things off on this Wednesday with an adorable little girl that went viral on St. Patrick's Day, and this is just for you, Tom.
She's adorable.
Emma Sophia Ryan has gone viral. She is only 4 years old.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
4 years old?
4 years old.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's so pure, isn't it? It's so gorgeous.
It's more than good news. It's gorgeous news, yes.
Up next, we have a kindergarten teacher in Washington State who went above and beyond for his students.
Why not still go to the zoo and you guys can come with? You got it.
What do we have now, class?
A rhino, that's right. Oh, and do you see the orangutan coming? It's coming outside now. So you guys want to come on another virtual field trip with me?
Yeah. Awesome.
Virtual field trips. What a great idea.
Yes, he took his students on a field trip to the zoo. He grabbed his laptop and went there, showing them rhinos, orangutans, all of the stuff. Pretty cool, right?
You know, teachers are the greatest people in the world, I think.
They really are. They really, really are.
That is now, good news.
Exactly. I know that Central Pennsylvania is very generous.
Mm-hmm.
America, apparently, during this COVID pandemic, is incredibly generous.
Oh?
56% of Americans made a monetary donation to a charity during 2020.
That's better than half of us.
It is. It's well over half.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. 31% shared in this survey that the amount that they gave actually increased.
Mm.
And the best part from this survey, 91% of Americans say it's more important to support charities and fundraising events now prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. So going through this all together has made us more generous.
That's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume. I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening.
Office space. It has to do with so much in real life, right?
I'm going to need you to come on in on Sunday. It would really, really help us out.
A new study looked at all 50 states and the things that bother them about coworkers. And most of us have a coworker who's annoying. So that brings us to Tom and Laura's top 10.
All right, starting at number 10, that coworker that takes too many sick days.
I know, and that I know that could be tough because in today's unhealthy times, you don't want to be the person that speaks up and says, "Hey, I think Bob's taking too much time off."
You know? Also, anymore, you can work from home. So maybe sick days and that kind of thing might be a little bit of a thing of the past. I also am a big believer, and maybe this makes me that annoying person. If you are sick, stay home. I don't want your germs.
Yeah, and most likely there. I tend to somewhat agree, but the boss isn't that kind of person. He still wants everybody at work operating, and they're all coughing on each other. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
If you have a fever especially, stay the H-E double hockey sticks home.
H-E double hockey sticks, huh?
All right. My kids could be listening, Tom.
I just say stay the hell home. Number nine, that employee who's constantly late. Like, once in a while it happens, but when somebody comes into work 15 minutes late and they're holding a Starbucks coffee, it kind of makes you like
at least hide it in your lunchbox or in a travel mug.
Exactly, because it's like, what? Yeah, lateness just bothers me. I am a person, and you know this philosophy about me, Laura. I say, if you ain't getting paid for it, you can be as late as you want.
Exactly.
But if it's pay time, it's on time. How's that?
You need to be about 10 to 15 minutes early. That's how Tommy rolls.
That's it. So there you go. There's number nine.
Number eight, they know everything.
Oh, yeah. There's one of the people, I knew that. Well, then why didn't you bring it up at the Zoom meeting? I know all about that. Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking that.
Here's number seven. They're too pessimistic, or they just have an all-around bad attitude.
Thomas.
Oof.
Every once in a while, we need to attitude check.
Yeah, that's what I got fired at the last radio station for.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be honest. They said, you're pushing back. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. I'm just telling you, you're an idiot. Anyway, okay, that's number seven.
Number six, they complain or they whine too much.
There is a difference now, right? Complainer could just be, oh, I'm tired of this. So the whiner's like, why do we have to do this?
I mean, sometimes, though, that can bring coworkers together, right? A little bit of complaining, kind of talking smack on the boss. But just be careful, not too much. Be careful who you complain to.
Very good point. Number five, bad personal hygiene. Woo! Take a shower, will you? Come on.
Are you talking to me?
No, no, not you.
Because I definitely sometimes, like, work out and just roll on into work.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that person that's consistently just, like, I don't know, dirty clothes, wrinkled clothes, smelly body, bad-looking, dirty hair. Come on. Clean yourself.
Is that why you look at me when I am in the studio and you're like, oh, it's hair. You washed your hair today.
Well, that's because you're not wearing a ball cap, so I know.
Fair enough. And now my hair's too short. I can't use all of my old tricks. It's a problem.
Oh, you may have to do some adjusting. Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number four, they're bad at their job. I don't know about this one.
Well, I'll tell you what. In today's kinder, gentler age, sometimes people get promotions or they get moved around, and they're just bad at it. It's just like, why did you move Bob? I always just use fictitious Bob. And they go, well, you know, he's been working here 30 years, so it's time to give him a crack. All right.
Okay. All right. Number three, they're lazy.
I have zero tolerance for laziness. It's like, hey, excuse me, are you getting paid? Yeah.
You have zero tolerance for a lot of things.
Well, true, but stupidity and lazy bugs me.
Just put in some effort.
My dad used to say, especially when we were teenagers, all the more gonzo kids, my dad would come home from work and we'd all be laying around in the living room. Mm-hmm. He'd say, hey, do something, even if it's wrong. Do something. And be like,
true.
Okay.
True,
so,
true,
yeah,
true.
Laziness, terrible. Number two, the gossip in the office. Yeah.
I feel like that is an individual who is both loved and appreciated, but then also hated.
Yes, because sometimes within gossip, there's jealousy and there's a little, yeah, there's a little love, there's a little hate, there's a little I wish I could be that person, but yeah, the gossip could be dangerous.
This is us, and this is us next week. I'm serious. I'm going to call us out.
Okay, go ahead.
We're these people. We're too loud. They're too loud, and 85% of loud coworkers are annoying. It's us, Tom.
It is us, but we're in the entertainment business, and we're supposed to be entertaining. It's radio.
There's a sign in our studio that says, hey, keep it down. Remember, there are other studios in the building.
Oh, my God. You read that on the radio. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
Let's apologize.
Aren't we authentic? Isn't that what our commercial says?
Yeah, we
are. Tom and Laura are authentic. That's us. We're too loud. Most places we go, if we are together, we're too loud. It's okay. Love us or hate us. It's who we are.
And when we look at the agenda for the show, sometimes in advance, we apologize to On the Mark.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hey, On the Mark. Yeah, we're going to be a little loud today.
That is correct.
Okay, but in most work settings, that loud person is annoying. In radio, we're only annoying if you're in the next studio.
Actually, do you know what's annoying to me in a work setting? Seriously.
What's that?
And or public setting.
Okay.
It's that loud phone talker, but then they have their phone on speaker.
Yes, exactly. There's TV commercials about that. Come on.
Apple AirPods. The AirPods were invented for a reason. Use them.
There you go. Have a good day at work.
Bye, guys.
From Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Half price Susquehanna Valley Day, Laura. Woo!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, listen up, friends. PSA moment right here. Public service announcement. This shenanigans sold out in less than 5 minutes last time.
That is a good point. And most of our half-price Susquehanna Valley deals sell out within minutes. This one from Buffalo Wild Wings, a $50 gift card, half off. Somebody do the math for me. $25. Wow.
Easy peasy. So now this deal goes on sale today right at 9 a.m. So make sure that you head to WQKX.com, look for that half-price logo, get on it.
Yeah, you got to get on it like right at 9:00 because it'll sell out quick. Good luck. Half price Susquehanna Valley, Buffalo Wild Wings.
And Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Don't you like that song? Maroon 5, brand new. Love it.
Great song.
And you're a big fan of Megan Thee Stallion as well. So
indeed I am.
She's doing that rap and I don't know. Our boy, he just knows how to put people together, including himself, Adam Levine. Adam Levine. Why do I always want to say Adam Lambert when I say Adam Levine and Adam Levine when I say Adam Lambert? They're two different guys.
I was going to say, and one was on American Idol and the other is a judge on The Voice. So it's like two separate shows.
There it is. Maybe there's the confusion. But here, one sings for Maroon 5. The other is now singing for Queen. So, there's a big difference there. So I will remember next time. But Maroon 5 with something new. What a weird show today. We had some wonderful stuff. We were weird and fun. And Laura read a sign that hangs on the wall that says, keep the noise down. And you know.
Sorry, I called this out. I apologize.
That's okay. No problem at all. We made it to a Wednesday again, National Cocktail Day. So go ahead. It's also National Cheesesteak Day. We didn't talk about that because every other morning radio show in the country is asking, you know, what the best cheesesteak is. And there's no real answer.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. I want to focus on National Cocktail Day. Okay. That's what I want to focus on. So And this leads into the thought for the day, because if it is National Cocktail Day, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you and I, like, this is my question.
Okay.
Are we having some drinks or are we having some drinks?
Drinks.
Because that kind of determines how I dress and what to anticipate.
Really?
Drinks versus drinks. Like, are we just going to have a drink or are we going to have a drink?
Okay, a drink is, let me guess here, more formal, and a drink is like casual?
One is like, oh, we're just going to have a drink. And it's like, oh, we're having drinks.
Oh.
Like, okay, girl.
So drink has
like, we're going out. Are we just going to go out tonight or we're going to go out? That's the difference.
This is really heavy. Is this the thought for the day? Because it might be stuck in my cranium all day.
Wonderful. And yes. on National Cocktail Day. I need to know, are we having drinks or are we having drinks?
Have a couple of drinks, everybody. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.